Alright, so we'll say good morning. So we left off. We left off yesterday on page Kuf Samech Gimel. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So the Mechaber was talking about the idea that even when one ultimately is taking, one still has the capacity in some way to be a giver. So his example was that the person is cleaning the streets. And Lamaisa, again, so the whole reason he's doing this, of course, is to be able to draw a salary, which seems to be an unequivocal act of taking. Yet, if while he's doing his job, he also has in mind that he's going to be making the streets a little bit nicer for the people, and the people will have a better experience when walking the streets. So even though, again, his primary motivation is for his salary, it allows him to also create this act, to turn this act into an act of giving itself. So we left off with the paragraph Nachon. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs down from the top. Nachon im lo yishamu hu ya'azov es ha'avoda. Meaning, let's make one thing clear. The street cleaner, as much as it's very nice that he is enhancing everyone else's walking experience by creating a clean street, if the municipality does not pay his salary, he is not going to work. He's not going to work. Ein lo kazos motivatia pnimis la'avod mishmona baboker ad arba acharei tzaraim benikoi rechovos rak bichdei shela anoshim yetov. He doesn't have that type of internal motivation to work from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Sounds pretty good, by the way. Sounds very good. Right, 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon to clean the streets just in order for people to have a nice experience, meaning without any personal reward for him. But after he goes ahead and receives a salary, but the truth is, again, at the end of the day, if his primary motivation is for the salary, but once he's working for the salary, why not just simply say to himself, if I can also help people, then all the better. All the better. He says, Hari Asaboda, ani benko or benko akvaros. I'm already doing the work. So we'll say at the end of the day, as much as this worker is doing it for his salary, but the truth is it doesn't cost him anything extra to also throw in there a little bit of, I'm also giving people an enhanced experience. I'm also allowing people to have a little bit of a nicer time. So again, there is she's just giving a simple example. Hare lanu adam. So you have an example of a person who will know he's engaging in malacha, he's engaging in work. And so a person is working and all he wants is to be able to receive his salary. But when he's a thinker, so we'll say with a little bit of thought, and a little bit of introspection, and a little bit of motivation, a person could take an act that at the outset has the appearance of absolute taking and can turn it into an act of giving as well. Hisponinos shofachas adam lios nosim. The contemplation that transforms a person from just being a taker into being a giver. Nikudas machshava nosefas. Let me give you another point to ponder. Usa adam sho'oved omenakis harachobos. Eino adam gamut. This person who's cleaning the streets, he's not a person who's all alone. Yesh lo isha b'yaladim, he has a wife, he has children. B'mas koreshi kaba b'sov chodesh, hu lo yishtamesh rak b'atzmo. Right, with the salary that he receives at the end of the month, he's not just going to spend that money on himself. Al yochal b'yishta v'es hayeser yafkid b'tachnit chishon b'bank, eli yifarnis v'es b'nei mishpachto. So we'll say, obviously, this person who we're referring to over here, he's not just going to spend all of his money on himself. Right? He's not going to take care of whatever he wants and at the end of the day put the rest of the money in the bank. Rather, what is he going to do? Not to say anything about putting the money in the bank. What he's saying is he's not going to have all that leftover money. Rather, what is he going to do? He's going to be supporting his wife and his children. That's at the end of the day, why do people work? Why do most people work? So people with a family work so they could feed their family. At the end of the day, that is the motivation. He says, Va'ata nisponina. And now let's contemplate this for a moment. Ha'im lefarnes isha v'yaladim zulo nesina, is not the act of supporting one's wife and one's children, is that not an act of giving? Im kavanas ha'adam shi'tila maskores bechdei lehitiv le'ish tol yadav. Therefore, if again, if a person's intention is to be able to have a salary, to be able to do good, to support his wife and his children, eineni omer shezu shlemos ha'tavei sheish nevabriya. I'm not suggesting that this is the purest act of giving. However, achzohi vadai kavana shanasina. But clearly, you're going to both say, although it looks like in the earning of my salary, my motivation is for me, I want to receive, I want to receive, I want to receive. But what do I want to receive? Why do I want to get that paycheck? Why do I work so hard? Because at the end of the day, I want to provide for my family. That's what it comes down to. He says, is there no better, when he gets up in the morning, when he goes to work, he thinks to himself, true, I'm receiving. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get my salary. But I'm also going to give part of the salary is for me. She is part of the recovered. But part of my salary is also dedicated and devoted to my wife and to my children, that they should be supported in an appropriate way. Hare sha'al af shebishtachios avodasu yilishin kabbalas maskores chodshis. Stephen, though, it looks like when you look just at the general overview of why I go to work every day, it looks like I'm just going to get a salary. Bikocho limtso bo od vaod hisbonenios ich yahapech lios nosin. But you see over here, that an act of receiving, an act of taking, with just a little bit of contemplation and a little bit of thought, one could transform that act into an act of giving. A person can make a decision at the beginning of the month. Sikum katan mimash arviach, achalkel ito aniim she'in lahem malecho. For example, a person could say at the beginning of the month, I'm going to set aside a certain amount of money and I'm going to use it for the poor. Let's say he's talking about, you know, we're familiar with the concept of miser. Miser means you give 10%. Some people can't give miser. Let's say I don't make enough money. I have my expenses. So we'll say, so what could a person do? First, because you know what? $50 a month. $50 a month, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to set it aside to go ahead and support the poor. However I'm going to do that. Harisha al af ulokeach esrav hamaskores latzmo. Even I'm taking the majority of the salary for myself, we'll say, if I just go ahead and separate out 5 shkalim for tzedakah, I have the ability to feed someone who perhaps would not have been fed otherwise. Therefore, it turns out that my act of earning a salary is not an absolute act of taking or receiving. Ela munachas ba gam nesina. Rather, there is an act of nesina, there is an act of giving it better. So we'll say, what he's saying is something so, well, let's finish the section. Kimuvan shamashon vav sharios rabim him. The examples and the possibilities are endless. V'cho adam tzarech liftoach zos at itzel atzmo. B'matzav bohu nimsa. Every person has to contemplate this situation based on the circumstances in which he finds himself. U'lefi ha'ef sharios ha'om dos lefanav. And according to the possibilities that stand before him. I will say, so what the Mechaber points out of here is something so profound, that every act has the ability to be turned into an act of giving. You just have to be oriented in that direction. Everything comes back from the beginning of the Sefer. If there's one principle that the Mechaber has taught, is that everything is about your orientation. So, you know, like we learned before, you know, you have to make a choice between being primarily a soul or primarily a body. What's your orientation? You have to make a choice in life between being a giver or being a taker. What's your orientation? If your orientation is being a giver, then even when you have to take, you still have the ability to give. So if somebody gives me a gift, is that not an act of taking? Yes, but if I realize that the giver is receiving joy, receiving benefit by giving me the gift, by me accepting the gift, I'm giving that person the opportunity to have those experiences of joy. We all work in order to earn a salary. So again, why do we earn a salary? If it's for me, that's an act of taking. If I use it, however, to support my family, I'm giving to my family. I set aside some amount of money to give to the poor. Ultimately, again, I'm supporting the poor. I'm giving to the poor. So every single act can be retooled and reframed as an act of giving, a person just has to decide on the nature of their orientation. He says, let's just read one more line, and then we'll stop over here. He says, cheshbon nefesh yom yomi. So a daily contemplation. Anachnu nosin kol hayom, aval she'ila im machshava shalanu, he l'shem nesina o l'shem kavah. So I just wanted to read that line to you, because this will end off. He says, you know, it's not just about the act. As we've already seen, it's about the thought and the orientation. We give all day long. We each give all day long in many different ways. The question is, where's our machshava? Where's the thought? Is the thought directed towards an act of giving, or is the thought itself directed towards an act of taking? To be continued. We'll stop over here, Meretz Hashem. We continue on Friday.
So if you actively think of yourself as a giver all the time,
everything depends on how you look at it. Again, if you look at it as
I'm a giver,
right? But if you look at it as the truth is, I'm here in this world to do. I'm here in this world to give. So it's not being a baal gaiva. It's just a statement. You know, is it a baal gaiva to say you're a doctor?
Certainly.
Yeah. No, it's not. You worked for it. That's what you do. It's not. I'm sorry.
I disagree a little bit.
Really?
It's the same reason.
I guess it depends how you say it. If a person says, look, this is my talk list, this is what I do, this is how I contribute, so it's a statement. A person's a giver. Yeah, so the answer is, could it lead to gaiva? Absolutely. But like everything else in life, just requires the right orientation.
You can rationalize a lot of stuff saying I'm a giver.
100%. Klal Gadol is, there is no situation of perfection. Everything is always about, and that's why I say, everything is always about a person's orientation and a person's thought process. No safeguards from gaiva. A person has to make that active decision.
It's almost like if you think you're a taker all the time, you'll work actively not to think that.